There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Back, everybody. This is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World all across North America on great radio stations. And we're in New York, and we're going to talk all things Jag and all things Land Rover with a good friend of the program. I saw her in Detroit, but we didn't get a chance to chat then. But she's here with us now. She is both the Vice President of Marketing for not only Land Rover, Range Rover, but also for a Jaguar. Kim McCullough, welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you very much. I appreciate taking the time to talk.
Yeah, I always love talking with you. You have so much passion for the brands, and so much is going on within both of these brands. It must be a really wonderful time to be in the position that you are with both companies.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have any trouble filling my day. Let's just put it that way.
Well, let's start with some great news from J.D. Power, and yes. There's some listeners right now who are going to be shocked at this, but I'm not surprised in the least.
Yeah, so it was just recently announced that Jaguar won number one in the CSI study from J.D. Power. So that's the Customer Satisfaction Index. So it's people that have owned their vehicles for 3 years and how happy they are with their dealership experience from a service standpoint. So it really means a lot, and it's a great source of pride for the company and for our retailers to achieve number one.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Let's talk about on the Jag side of the fence. Big news here, of course, the unveiling of the second generation XF. I love the first generation. As a matter of fact, I almost bought one, came very close. But this second generation it's sexier. It's definitely really, really cool looking. And I think it's going to be a great success for Jaguar. So lots of excitement around the boot today, and you did that high wire act over in the UK. Tell us about that high wire act.
Yes, it was a way to show off, because now with the second generation XF, every single Jaguar product has this aluminum intensive architecture. So we wanted to really show off the lightweightness. So our way of doing that was taking it to the high wire act, as you said, in the UK and London, and take the vehicle over the Thames River there. And it was just great fun as a way to kind of do a stunt and bring attention to the fact that it is lightweight.
New York has always been a great place for Jag, because this is where you unveiled the E-Type many years ago, and once again, choosing New York for the launch of the XF, I think was very appropriate. Tell our listeners a little bit about the differences between the first generation XF and this generation. Dimensionally, are there any big differences? And also, give us a little walk around the vehicle visually and how it compares to the first generation.
Yeah, and then I think also to step back for your listeners too, and you know, we have the XE, which we have not launched yet in the U.S. It is launching in Europe. We'll actually get launched in the beginning of next year. And so when you see XE, which is a new entry for us, and then the second generation XF, you really start to see a family feel to the Jaguar design. And, you know, Ian's Callum, our head of design, is doing a fantastic job. So when you see it on the road, you recognize it is a Jaguar. So part of what you see with the new generation XF is a little more muscular view to it. So a little more shoulder, a little more haunches to kind of play into the Jaguar a little bit. Overall, it's slightly smaller than the current generation, but the interior packaging is so strong, you'll actually feel like you have, and you actually have, more leg room, more head room. So it's got a little sense of a coupe styling to it, which again kind of speaks to the sporting nature of the brand. You really want to feel like it's a personal experience whenever you're inside of a Jaguar. So when you line up, and we have on the show floor here the new XE and the XF, it's just such a strong combination for us. And again, as I mentioned, having that aluminum intensive architecture across the entire lineup just provides so many benefits: lighter weight, you know, better fuel economy, stronger performance. So from a customer standpoint, it's really a special time at Jaguar.
It certainly is. The XE is only my second time seeing the XE start in Detroit, but this was the first time I actually sat in the XE, and I was very impressed with the interior. You have made a number of updates. This is an all-new vehicle and a very important segment to be playing in. How does it feel for Jaguar to be mixing it up in what is a hotly contested area?
Yeah, no question, especially with the XE, and, you know, 3 Series would be one of the competitors, obviously well-known to your listeners. It is a hotly contested market, so it will be very competitive. But what's great for XE and, you know, against, let's say, 3 Series, XF against the 5 Series, again, just to kind of line it up for your listeners, we provide that little alternative, that British Challenger, a little different choice for consumers out there that are maybe on their third, fourth, you know, iteration of the same type of vehicle. So, you know, we are overall still a small niche brand, so there's plenty of room in the marketplace for us to come and take some of those people that are, again, looking for something stylistically different, but still giving you that great visceral performance that you expect from a Jaguar. So it's really exciting. And F-Pace was a big announcement for us. You know, in Detroit, we announced that we would be coming out with a performance crossover vehicle, again, in the beginning of 2016. So when you take that XE and XF, Jaguar's going to be a little bit of a force out there in the marketplace that maybe we haven't been over the last few years. A really exciting time.
It certainly is a very exciting time. Another part of this equation is the fact that you guys have gone to all-wheel drive. You started it a couple of years back, and it's rolled out with great success, and now we're seeing across the lineup, including the sports car,
yes,
the F-Type, getting all-wheel drive, and the one that I had the pleasure of driving for a week, the R-Type, that gets its standard, and boy, to have 550 horsepower and be able to put the power down to all four wheels, that vehicle is going to be an absolute screamer.
Yes, and I mean, just to be planted, like, you know, with that benefit with all-wheel drive, it is fantastic, and I'd be remiss in not mentioning that we also have the manual transmission coming in this model year, which, you know, I don't expect it to be a big percentage of the mix for people, but it's such an important statement if you've got a sports car to have a manual transmission. There's just something about actively being involved in the art of driving a sports car that you just got to have. So that's a really important part of the new model year update.
Absolutely. So many stories to report on the Jaguar side of the fence. Let's talk about Range Rover, Land Rover, and certainly you guys have had a lot of great things to talk about. Why don't we begin by talking about the Autobiography, which is a vehicle that's, I understand, pretty limited in production, and it's just chock full of goodies. There's no other way to say it.
I love that, chock full of goodies. You know, it's been such a fantastic ride for Land Rover, and you know, the March sales numbers, you know, just come in. We just closed the sales month, and year over year, we were up over 50% for the Land Rover brand, really led by Range Rover Sport, and having that additional availability, it's, you know, it's been tight supply for Land Rover, so it's nice that's starting to normalize a little bit. But we certainly set a new bar with the reveal, the global reveal of the Range Rover SV Autobiography. So last year there was an Autobiography Black, and that was the ultimate statement of our flagship. Now that's been replaced with this special vehicles Autobiography, hence the SV. And it really brought out all of the things you would expect from a really almost a bespoke type of model. So what we have is a special dual tone paint treatment that really harkens back to the original coach builders from a long time ago. And it is an option for people, but it allows the top half to have a Santorini black, which is the name of our color. And then you have a choice of like 9 different colors for the lower body. And it really gives you that different view when you're on the road, something a little different than the other Range Rovers out there. And we're constantly hearing from our our customers, hey, I love the Range Rover, but I want something that, you know, only I have or a very small group of people have. And, you know, so if it's a new wheel, people love that. But this statement, and it's a $200,000 vehicle. So it is absolutely pushing the top range for Range Rover. But again, the demand is there. So we want to make sure we're fulfilling what our customers are asking for.
It sounds great to me. Kim McCullough, Vice President of Marketing for Jaguar and Land Rover, Range Rover, thank you so much for being here on Auto World.
Thank you, Bob.
Take a pit stop.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show. We are here at the Javits Center, and I am sitting alongside Tony Greco, who's a program manager on the highly anticipated 2017 Ford Raptor. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
You and I were talking off air about all the great products over the years that Ford has produced from its performance divisions. Originally back in 84 with the Mustang, it was called the Special Vehicles Operation, then moved over to the SVT brand, and I remember all the great products from the Mustangs to the Focus to the Lightning, but you guys really struck gold when you made a bold step with the original Ford Raptor. I remember when it was unveiled at SEMA, and no car company ever has done anything like this vehicle. And when you look back at all the products from SVT, the biggest seller of all time is the Raptor. Are you guys surprised?
Surprised and very delighted. You're right. It was one of those products where we were trying to find some white space. I think we did that. And the enthusiasm and the desire for the vehicle is just off the map, and it continues to grow. And there's a lot of enthusiasm around the new 2017 truck, and it promises to be a fantastic offering from Ford Performance.
Well, performance, let's begin by talking about all the different types of performance that this vehicle is going to give enthusiasts. And so let's start with the engine. And this one took me by surprise, but it really shouldn't take me by surprise, because EcoBoost has become so well received by both the automotive press as well as consumers. You guys have EcoBoost engines in the Ford family, beginning at 1 liter with a little three-cylinder, but you guys are going to equip this 2017 Raptor with an EcoBoost V6 that will outperform the former V8.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we've fielded a lot of questions over the past several months with these auto shows. Why did we go with the EcoBoost versus the V8 in the first gen Raptor? And that's a really good question. I mean, from my standpoint, it fits into the global Ford strategy that we're going to offer an EcoBoost variant, displacement variant, in all of our products. It's no different for Raptor, but more to the point, it really is the right engine for this application, and we feel very strongly about that. It will offer more horsepower and torque than the outgoing 6.2 liter. And in addition, you know, when you put it with a 10-speed transmission, which is new to Raptor and Ford Motor Company, and also given the lightweight truck, all aluminum truck, it's really an efficiency equation that's really tough to beat. So, we have fielded the questions, and I think that we will deliver on what we're saying, that it's the right engine for this application.
Tell us a little bit more about this 10-speed transmission. Tony, again, I've been in this business a long time, more than 20 years as a broadcaster and automotive journalist, and I remember, you know, it was a big deal when we went from 3 speeds to 4 to 5 to 6, but now with these incredible gearboxes like this new 10-speed, I mean, we're reaching levels of performance that I never thought we'd ever see. Tell us about this 10-speed gearbox.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting that, Raptor will kind of lead out this new gearbox that's been in development. And again, it just kind of goes into the strategy within Ford Motor Company, you know, that we want to be smart about our performance. We want to make sure that efficiency is at the very forefront of what we're doing. And obviously, a 10-speed transmission plays right into that. And it's kind of a sense of of pride to kind of lead out the truck, you know, our F-150s with Raptor being the first. I imagine that transmission will make its way into the rest of the F-150 lineup. Again, because efficiency is something that is key to going forward. You know, $2.25 gallons of gas are not going to stick around for very long, and so we want to protect the customer, and the way to do that is obviously with gaining as much efficiency, both on, you know, vehicle actions, lightweight actions, which we've done, and then obviously a 10-speed all new gearbox helps as well.
Being the ultimate off-roading racing machine, tell us about some of the cool stuff that you've got underneath the truck, suspension-wise, braking-wise. I know you've put a whole lot of work into this. The previous generation Raptor was amazing in this category, in these categories. Tell us about what we can expect for the 2017 Raptor in the areas of suspension, braking, and other areas of off-road superiority.
When you speak about the chassis, you speak about the components that make the Raptor the Raptor. And so we're very passionate about that portion of the truck. And it really starts with the frame, you know. And the frame is then upgauged in the areas that require upgauging to enable the capability that we want to give to the customer. Likewise with suspension travel. Suspension travel in the world of desert racing or off-roading is extremely important. And, you know, with our increased size Fox racing shocks, what we've said is that our travel will increase more than, and it'll be more than the outgoing Raptor, which is really a cool thing, and it excites a lot of those desert hardcore racers. And again, brakes, you know, all suspension components, all of that is really very well tuned by our team to enable the extreme capability of off-roading. Because at its core and at the DNA of this truck is the off-road enthusiast. Now, that's not to say that you can't spend a lovely evening with your wife or your friends, you know, and enjoy the truck for what it is. It can be upfitted into a very luxurious interior, but the truck at its heart, at its core, the DNA is for the off-roader, and every component in that suspension has been tuned and designed specifically to enable that extreme capability that we want to offer the customer.
That sounds fantastic. This is a 2017 offering. Have you guys announced when it's actually going to go on sale? Can you give us kind of a ballpark idea? Because I've gotten a lot of questions from listeners on that, Tony.
Yeah, so we'll get into the production cadence late next year. So that would be in the fourth quarter or the fall, late fall of 2016, and it'll launch as a 2017 model year.
Sounds fantastic. The new Ford Raptor for 2017. Tony Greco, program manager of the product. You're very proud of it, I can tell, and can't wait to have you back on and learn more about this amazing new vehicle from Ford.
Thanks for having me on.
We're going to take a pit stop and then more from New York. We'll get you back with us soon. Don't worry.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're in New York, and right now we're going to shine the spotlight on all things Jaguar. And joining us right now to tell us all about the products from Jaguar and Land Rover, we'll welcome General Manager and Product Planner Rob Filipovich. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
Before we talk about the XF, let's talk a little bit about something that you did over in the UK with the XF on a wire. I want to hear about this.
That was our own little high wire act. So we had the new XF cross the Thames on two steel cables. And the intent there was really to show off its lightweight. It's on a completely new architecture, aluminum intensive. We cut almost 300 pounds versus the current generation car.
Wow, that's quite an achievement. And I walked by it very briefly, and I know one of the goals that Ian Callum told me, design director for Jaguar, that he wanted to produce the best-looking vehicle in its segment, and I would say that that has been accomplished. It is definitely a stunning-looking vehicle. Your thoughts on the design, Paul?
Thank you. On behalf of them, thank you. It is. We're very lucky to have one of the best design teams in the industry, and any car that they're trying to pen, they're looking to make it as clean
as possible, but also as impactful as possible. So the intent here was really to balance and have one of the best looking, most aggressive vehicles in its class, but also have all the hygiene factors as far as fantastic front and rear seat space, large trunk capacity as well. And I think that was the big thing that they were able to achieve. A gorgeous looking car with a fantastic interior package to match.
Yeah, tell us about the interior package. Take us inside the cockpit of the new XF.
Sure. Well, it all starts with the seats, quite honestly. And from a seat space perspective, the front seat is very, very accommodating for the driver and front passenger. The rear seat space now has been improved to where leg and headroom matches that of our long wheelbase XJ. So that was something that we were really able to get out of this new architecture.
That's great. How many different trim levels will be available in the XF? How many different models?
So we'll have a couple of new models to launch. The core for us will be two V6 engines when we first come out later this year, 340 horsepower supercharged V6, and then also a 380 horsepower S model. Both of the engines you might know already from the F-Type, and the performance is intended to be quite similar to that car. And then with fantastic, early next year, we'll also have diesel for the first time for Jaguar in North America. It'll be our new 2-liter engine, delivering over 300 pound-feet of torque, so great performance and acceleration, but it'll also be over 40 miles per gallon on the highway.
The new XF is, without question, a vehicle that I think is going to be extremely well received in the marketplace. I know in the last couple of years since you guys added the availability of all-wheel drive, that that's helped in certain areas of the country, like here in the tri-state area in New England. Tell us a little bit about the overall success of the all-wheel drive edition.
Yeah, all-wheel drive has been a game changer for us, quite honestly, because it really is turning into an expectation in so many states. And it quite honestly helped us to nearly double our volume from 1 year to the next on the current generation cars. And that's why we're making a very clear commitment with all-wheel drive across all the rest of the range. So right now we're actually bringing out the F-Type all-wheel drive. It's available in dealerships currently. And then when it comes to something like the brand new XF and the new XE that'll follow it, all of the powertrains will be available in both rear and all-wheel drive. So it really is a case where we're trying to make sure that we have the right combination of engine and drivetrain to match anyone's needs, regardless of what area of the country they might be in or the type of performance they might want.
There's no question about it, Rob, that all-wheel drive not only gives you that all-weather confidence, but it also gives you better performance. And having driven recently for a week, and I absolutely adored the Jag F-Type R, it puts out so much power to the rear wheels that it's hard to keep it going straight if you really get into the pedal. But now with all-wheel drive, you're going to manage that power, and an already awesomely fast vehicle is only going to get faster.
Absolutely, and you see it right away in the initial numbers, where our 0 to 60 time for the R Coupe and convertible now drops to 3.9 seconds. So startlingly fast, even from our conservative numbers. But also on top of that, it really helps a lot with the cornering as far as distributing power, really helping the acceleration out of the corners as well. And that's why we have also committed to all-wheel drive, not just as a safety tool and a traction tool in inclement weather, but really as a performance tool for the brand.
Let's talk about the XE. This is another all-new vehicle recently introduced, and folks can come down here to the show at the Javits Center and check it out. This will be the entry-level model in the Jag range. Again, stunningly designed, exquisite in execution. Tell our listeners a little bit about the XE and its overall look.
Yeah, the new XE for us is really getting into that compact sports sedan market. Critically important. It's the biggest luxury market in North America. And with the XE, one thing you'll notice with the design, it's very well related to the F-Type and the new XF and the XJ as well. So it really is kind of making that cohesive Jaguar family, so that when you see it on the road, you'll know right away that it's a Jaguar. And then on top of that, being built on that aluminum-intensive architecture, fantastic weight, fuel efficiency, and on top of that, performance. It's the type of car, it definitely doesn't feel like a four-door sedan. It's really more, for me, it's more a four-door F-Type.
Oh, that's fantastic. My early reviews that I've read from some of my journalist friends have have been nothing but glowing, and especially, like you say, in the areas of handling, you guys have really paid a lot of attention to that. Power plant-wise, what's available in the XE?
Yeah, the XE will be quite familiar to what I just went through with the XF, where we'll really focus our performance versions with our supercharged 3-liter V6 with the 340 horsepower. We'll also be offering the diesel engine when it launches in North America as well. And all the engines will be available in both rear and all-wheel drive. So it's an extremely exciting time for us going into that immensely competitive segment, but we feel we've got the right product with the right powertrains to really kind of make people pay attention.
No question they're going to be paying attention because you guys are making so much news. Let's talk a little bit about the rest of the lineup. The XJ, of course, continues to be available in a wide variety of models, and this is the last year for the XK. So for those who want an XK, I know they've got to run out and get the 2015.
Yeah, for the XK, the last few cars are sitting at the dealer showrooms. They've just kind of landed from the UK. So for anyone that wants a final XK, now's the last chance to get it. And then on the XJ side, that car continues on, going through its fourth year right now, but still such a standout on the road from our perspective in this design. We have some fantastic packages available on it right now from a sport edition and a luxury edition. So depending on whether you want that little bit extra performance, a more aggressive look, or that heightened sense of luxury on the interior with everything from the cool to massage seats to the heated steering wheel and all the extra the function in the rear seat for four-zone climate control and the like, we've got both flavors of XJ available right now for anyone that's looking at a much larger full-size luxury sedan.
And down the road, I know Jag is for the first time going to enter into the crossover marketplace with a vehicle you're going to be calling the F-Pace. This is very exciting news.
That's extremely exciting, and for us this is really, right now at the New York show, we've got our new full sports sedan family. Well, on top of that, we're bringing the first Jaguar sports crossover. Never done before for Jaguar as a car and a sports car and sports sedan brand, but it really is bringing a little bit of extra functionality, a little bit higher seating position, but through and through it's all Jaguar, from the exterior design to the interior look, feel, the real cockpit feel of the seating position, so that it's unlike any other crossover or SUV that you have on the road today. So we're so excited. We're going to be revealing that this September, and we can't wait to bring that to market next year.
Can't wait to see that one. Lots of good news, and it must be a real exciting time for you to be at Jaguar. Thank you so much for joining us, Rob. We look forward to getting you back with us down the road.
Huge thanks for having me.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more for the New York International Auto Show comes your way.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are here in New York. I'm Bob Long, telling you all kinds of great stories and running into some friends. And we have a friend in the broadcast sliding up to the microphone. He's also a personal friend of mine. Jeep is just a brand on fire. And to tell us all about Jeep for 2015, let's welcome Jim Morrison, who is Jeep's brand manager. Jim, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good, Bob. It's great to be back on the show with you guys.
Well, as we talked about in the past, Jeep had a record year in 2014. 1 million Jeeps sold. All kinds of great news there, Jim. Let's talk about the Renegade. I was fortunate enough to go on the press launch of that vehicle. I did an article for Epic Times, and of course, we've done interviews here on Auto World. This is a Jeep with a very interesting lineage, designed here in Auburn Hills, Michigan, but actually being manufactured over in Italy, and this is truly a world Jeep, as world as the Jeep brand truly is now, a world brand.
Yeah, it is. You know, the Jeep brand resonates, you know, obviously here in America, the home of the brand, you know, with all the patriotism that ties back to the military heritage of 1941, you know, with the first Jeep, the first Willys, and but that brand is consistently growing and has appeal, you know, all around the world, and so the vehicle being, you know, made in Italy is a nice kind of connection with the Fiat company that we are now, you know, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. So it's you know, the first vehicle that we've done is, you know, the combined joint venture, and you know, it's really it's a really solid product. It's a true Jeep first. I mean, you can tell, 7-slotted grille, trapezoidal wheel openings, you know, a true Jeep look, you know, from from the side, very recognizable as a Jeep. And then, of course, it's capable. It's very good off-road. It's got a 20-to-1 crawl ratio. Our Trailhawk version has got a 1-inch lift, rugged tires. So you can tell it's a Jeep. But what's really neat is the technology that we put in this small Renegade has helped it get 31 miles per gallon as well. So great fuel economy. It's got a great ride dynamic. The surprising thing is how much fun it is to drive too. It's not just an appliance, right? So if you're looking for an appliance, this one isn't for you. This Jeep is going to make you smile. You know, you're going to love it whether you drive the 1.4 turbo. You're going to love it if you drive the new 9-speed automatic that we've got. It's just a lot of fun to drive, and of course it'll keep you safe too. It's a very safe vehicle, but it's a nice addition to our lineup.
And it's, like you say, fun. It's kind of funky. It's got some really cool color schemes going on, and it's got a really trick roof. Tell our listeners about the optional sky roof.
Well, it's nice to actually be thinking about taking your roof off now. So, you know, whether you're talking about a Wrangler or this roof that we've got on the Renegade called My Sky, I think everybody's had enough of winter now and can't wait to experience the real outdoors here in this part of the world specifically. So the roof that we have is called My Sky, and it can work like a regular sunroof. You reach up and touch the button, and it slides the front panel back. Or what's really neat and very exclusive to the segment is now the Jeep My Sky. So you reach up and you have a little tool. You unlock it with the tool, and then you take the panel out, and you can store it in the back. But what's really special is then you go to the back and you take the back panel out, and the next thing you know, the whole top of the Jeep is opened up, and you can have that true open air experience. You put the windows down, and you feel like you're in a Wrangler, with that nice open air feeling. And the nice thing is that the panels that can store in the Jeep, you put them in a bag. It actually stores right underneath the floor as well, if you want to store them there and put them out of your way. Maybe you don't need them for days, weeks, or hours, depending on the weather that you bump into. You have them there for you in the back.
It's a great city vehicle. I could see a lot of Renegades running around New York. And as a matter of fact, let's talk about the New York area, the New England area. You've got Camp Jeep set up here, but there's a good reason for it. I mean, you guys just move a tremendous amount of Jeeps in this neck of the woods. Tell us a little bit about the New England and also the tri-state area as far as Jeep penetration is concerned.
Well, this is the number one SUV market in the world, and so we pay a lot of attention to it. Thankfully, we've got a great dealer body here that do great sales and great service for us with the Jeep vehicles they sell in high volume here. It's great because I think it's a great combination. The segments are so big because the climate, right? So the only way to get around New York and know that you're going to get on time, whether you're trading or working wherever you're going, you can get there in a Jeep. You just jump in, put the Jeep into snow mode, and away you go, and you're there safe and happy, and without it being a major event. Everybody else is stuck in their driveways or shoveling their driveways or whatever, and getting to work late. You can tell you're in a Jeep, or you can tell you're driving a Jeep because you're there on time. But I think that's why this market is so big for Jeep. It's a great combination. A lot of luxury buyers here too. So the Grand Cherokee is the number one in the segment, and by far, like, it's 25% market share in the full size SUV segment. I think the next competitor in the teens. It does a great job with market share with Jeep Grand Cherokee here. In fact, the automotive press here called NEMPA have recognized the Jeep Grand Cherokee as their official vehicle of winter for 4 years in a row. They're actually just finishing up testing, so we got our fingers crossed here for this year to win it 5 years in a row. But it's just good recognition of luxury. I mean, the Overland and Summit vehicles, even the Limited, they're just pure luxury inside. Great ride quality. Of course, you have the diesel that gets 30 miles per gallon. That means you don't have to go out and fill up very frequently. in those winter months, it's a nice addition. But at the end of the day, it's a great combination of what the buyers are looking for here. And I think that the addition to the Cherokee here last year is really putting us over the top with Cherokee in this marketplace too, because the Tri-State is the largest mid-size SUV segment in the world, and having the Cherokee in play here this year with the same thing, great capability, great luxury, great ride, and 30 miles per gallon, or 31 miles per gallon for the Cherokee, it's a great combination of everything those customers here are looking for.
I'm so glad to hear about the success of the Cherokee, because I know initially some older Cherokee owners, they were like, oh, I don't know, it's a little too modern, it's a little too this or a little too that, but then they got behind the wheel, and sure enough, these people are now owning and driving Cherokees. I know a bunch of them that have taken delivery, and that's hats off to you and the rest of the Jeep team of combining the best of yesterday's Cherokee with all new technology like that 9-speed automatic.
Yeah, Bob, you're right. There was a lot of debate when we first launched that. It's like, all right, how can you put a Cherokee badge on a vehicle that it's not a complete square? It's a really fuel efficient vehicle built on a very successful Fiat front wheel drive platform. They thought, it's going to be a horrible Jeep. But thankfully, last month, 19,000 Cherokee sales here in just 1 month. Good recognition of the formula is good with the great off-road capability, and that capability was very important but hard to prove. We had to, when they saw the pictures of it first and they saw the specs and they saw, 31 miles per gallon, available in a front-wheel drive and a 4x4, they thought, well, what's Jeep doing? This isn't the regular Jeep formula they've got, and it's got to have to be a really bad 4x4, and they were wrong. We just couldn't prove it to them yet. We knew it was going to be a pure 4x4, so when we had it out and we launched it in some pretty pretty incredibly hard off-road complexes, and we put it through the paces, with the off-road trails that we used, you can see it here at Camp Jeep at the Auto Show. It's going up that 35 degree angle all the way to 25 feet high. You can't do that in any of its competitors. It's a pure Jeep, but we had to prove that to the world, and once we did, they recognized that it's true to the brand and part of the family.
Well, Jim, always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. I know that the new Renegade is going to do extremely well, and we look forward to getting you back on the radio with us real soon.
Yeah, good stuff. Great to be here.
Take a pit stop, and then more from the Big Apple.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at WashDrops.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision waiting for surgery to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.